Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is November 18th, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, Rudy Giuliani is back in the news after starring in Sacha Baron Cohen's latest movie. Yeah, I'm using that term starring a little bit loosely. Well, he is now spearheading Trump's legal effort in Pennsylvania. The word on the street is that Giuliani is charging Trump's campaign $20,000 a day for his legal work, although he denies this. He says that there is no set fee and that he and Trump will just work it out after the dust settles. I don't want to question your judgment, Mr. Giuliani, because you've demonstrated impeccable judgment so far. But have you not seen how Trump handles those to whom he owes money? Hey, you know what? To each their own, I'm sure it's going to work out well for you. But things are not going well in Pennsylvania for Mr. Giuliani. See, apparently he was asked in court yesterday what should be the appropriate standard of review for the case. His response? Well, Your Honor, okay, appropriate standard of review. How about the normal one? Apparently, that's what 20 grand a day will get you in Pennsylvania. Well, turns out it was political. If you remember, after the Mueller report was issued, the House Committee on the Judiciary wanted access to the confidential grand jury proceedings. Apparently, they thought that these proceedings contained real good dirt on the president. You know, dirt that the Mueller team might have missed with his crack team of 100 lawyers borrowed from the DNC. Now, grand jury proceedings are supposed to be confidential. Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure 6 says as much. And after they were denied these confidential documents, again, because they're supposed to be confidential, they went to the Supreme Court begging to get access to these documents. But they swore, no, this isn't political. Oh, no. See, we need these documents for valid, informative reasons. You see, we draft legislation, we create policy, so we need to know. And the Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments in this matter. Well, on Tuesday, the House Committee on the Judiciary asked the Supreme Court, could you remove this from your calendar? Because apparently, now that there is a new Congress and a new president-elect, maybe they really don't need this information after all. They'll have to wait until the new people come into office to see whether or not they want to pursue this matter. All right. We got you, House Committee. We got you. We're reading it loud and clear. This wasn't political at all. You just don't need the information anymore. That's it. All right. Well, that's our update for November 18th, 2020.